T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob and Tom Mornings. This is 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Who is it?
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. All right, if you're on hold and you want to stay there, if not, telephone number is toll-free, and it's toll-free nationwide, 1-800-636-8686. This is one of the best stories of the year. We are joined right now by the head football coach at Kansas. He became the Jayhawks head coach in April of 2021. Of course, he won 6 Divisional III national titles in 8 seasons as head coach of Wisconsin-Whitewater. The Jayhawks won 2 games last year. They are now 4-0. And undefeated in conference play. They're coming off a big win over Duke on Saturday, and they've got another big one coming up on Saturday as they play host to Iowa State. Lance Leipold is my guest. Lance, it's been a moment or two, but it's great to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Great to be with you again. You're doing well.
I'm doing great, and it is great to have you again, Lance. Now, it's not like, and I understand every situation is different, it's not like you haven't done this before. You and I spoke when you were in Buffalo, but I've got to ask, how are you feeling about where the team is right now and overall where you are with your vision for building this program?
Extremely pleased, Jim. I don't know if we would ever have imagined, being 4-0 at this time, but at the same time, you know another tough one's coming up on Saturday. I think, though, when we looked at, the things that we are starting to make the progress was those last 3 games of last year. The win down in Austin, Texas was talked about a lot, but it was really the way we were responded the last 2 weeks and how we prepared, even though we were a 2-win team, that propelled us into the off-season spring ball, and I think we've really kind of carried that momentum.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. In fact, I've brought that up with coaches before, the way you end one season, does it carry over? And very clearly the answer is yes. Since it's a victory Monday, why don't we start also with that win over Duke on Saturday? Like your Jayhawks, the Blue Devils were undefeated heading into that game. So obviously a quality win, a quality opponent. What stood out to you the most about the way your team won that game?
I think perseverance kind of went through it. We actually came out of the gates playing a little better than we did the last 2 weeks against West Virginia and Houston, where we fell behind 14-0 in the first quarter. But we were stopped at the one-yard line on the first drive and then turned the ball over in the red zone on the third drive. So we had a chance to get great momentum, and it didn't happen. And I think, the way we've been able to respond to some adversity this year is really a sign of growth for this football team that has been through so much really over the last, 4 to 10 years of coaching changes. You're talking about guys on the roster and being able to handle things the way they did, I thought was very impressive.
Lance Leipold joining us. To that point, Lance, the team has been through a lot. The program has been a lot. There's been a lot of change, a lot of adversity. Given all of that, how gratifying then was it to see a sellout like you had, and what was the atmosphere like, and how much did it mean to the players?
Oh, it was huge. It was awesome because, we've had players, Jim, in this program that have had 3 head coaches, 8 or 9 position coaches, and the ability to have something sustained and consistent is what they've been really, desiring and seeing. And then even when I went through the interview process, I reached out to Mark Mangino and talked about what was, his recipe or what happened for success here. And one thing he talked about was facilities and whether or not they needed to be improved or not. But what he said was, he goes, Lance, if you can play some winning football, the people will come and sit on a bed of nails for you, and they'll come out and support this football team. And after getting off to that start, to see the stadium full was really an exciting feeling for our players.
You know, and the fact is, Lance, a year ago you said so. You said, look, one day it will be full. It will be packed once again, and maybe sooner than expected, or maybe not, but you were right. You know, you mentioned the interview process. I'm curious. I mean, it's pretty clear to me why they would want you, and I know there are things to like about that program, but as you went through that interview process, what was it you liked about this program, and what made you think this was the right place and the right fit for you?
Well, I've also heard great things, Jim, about Lawrence, Kansas, and the chance to, you know, just as a community, and when you first of all look at a job about your family. But the challenge in and of itself, I felt there were some parallels, but just on a lot bigger stage than taking the Buffalo job. And to do something that people didn't think that could be done or hasn't been done in a long time, I thought was something that really kind of fit our staff and how we go about it and some of the small things that we like to pay attention to. We thought we could get ourselves in a position that you could build a winner. And to me, I look at programs like Iowa State, like Kansas State, Minnesota, even the judge, you know, Tom Allen at Indiana. People have had a chance in some of these schools where people always don't think you can win or win consistently, and I felt that we could do that here at Kansas.
I think that's a great analogy, and it's so true. Those are programs where maybe you thought that could not happen, but you see guys go in there with a great plan, a great culture, force of personality, and it happens. I had Tom Allen on last week. He's a good example of that, too. You know, Lance, you look at the offense, and obviously you're putting up numbers. You're averaging 48.5 points a game. I get that it's a team effort, but it's hard not to start with your quarterback, Jalen Daniels. He's making a case for Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. What's he bring to your team both on and off the field?
Well, first of all, you know, what he brings every day is charisma, smile, energy, positivity that you want and need, especially in a program that was in a situation like we are. But he's, you know, he's really a student of the game. He's taken on some of the changes we've made offensively and really embraced it. He's a dual threat guy with a very strong arm. He just happened to start his first college football game as a 17-year-old about 5 weeks after reporting to campus. And he went through a lot of changes through all of this, like many of the guys. And now he continues to mature. He's keeping his feet on the ground, being very humble in how he goes about it. And it's really been impressive watching him kind of run our offense here this first month.
All right, so he is team first. I get that. Is he, in your opinion, is he in the Heisman Trophy conversation? And should he be?
Oh, Jim, you're going to put me on the spot there. I said, somebody asked me in the post game. I said, I'm all for it. You know, I said, I'll let the numbers speak for himself. We've got a lot of football to play yet, but as he keeps playing at this type of level, let's not count him out of it.
Lance, my guy, you think that's putting you on the spot? Wait till I ask you about Nebraska. My guy.
I want to talk about Eagle River, Jim.
Yeah, there you go. So you understand that was well played the way you just did that, Lance. That was very well played. Have you been, like, you obviously know that state. Have you been to Eagle River? And can you help me explain why it is I'm always raving about Eagle River to everybody else who does not get it? Have you spent much time up there?
I have not spent a lot of time up there. It was a long time ago. I honestly was more a Wisconsin Dells type of guy when the kids were small and the water park scene. But as you know, there's a lot of beautiful lakes there, and that's probably the biggest thing I miss about being there.
It is the best. There is a chain of lakes where we are, and I understand that. Lance Leipold is joining us. So, Lance, what about Iowa State? You know, you have a program in Iowa State that played Clemson in their bowl game last year. They've got a rivalry win over Iowa already this year. When you look at the tape and you look at them, what's the most significant challenges they pose in your mind?
Well, again, Matt Campbell's done such an outstanding job building that program with a steady culture and understanding. Those guys believe. They've lost some quality players to the NFL draft, but again, there's not much drop-off. Unique defensive scheme that they're using all the time, and a quarterback that, again, that's, you could tell he's been schooled and as an understudy, and he's really done a hell of a job getting the ball out to people where they need to. Physical on both lines, and again, it'll be a huge challenge for us.
So, Lance, finally, like, in Nebraska aside, just the world is changing so dramatically. There's conference realignment. There's a transfer portal. I mean, the world is very, very different. You're obviously in a spot where you're really happy and you're really comfortable and you are having success and you're building something. It's got to feel absolutely amazing. But if the phone rings, be it from Nebraska or anybody else, what do you do with that? I mean, do you owe it to yourself to answer it and listen? How do you approach that?
You know, it's always one day at a time. I've been very blessed. You know, a lot of, you know, you kind of went through my resume and background, and really that's a lot of our staff. You know, our offensive coordinator, Andy Kolnick, he's been with me for 10 years. Brian Borland, all 16 years I've been a head coach. You know, we had an unconventional path to this, to Power 5 football. And Travis Goff and Chancellor Gerard have given me this wonderful opportunity, and we love it here in Lawrence, and we expect to be here a long time.
I get that. Kansas beats Duke 35-27. They are 4-0 on the year. Another big challenge coming up on Saturday. They're hosting Iowa State, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Lance Leipold is my guest. Lance, great to have you back on the show. Great to talk Jayhawk football on this program, and I really do appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and I hope we can do it again real soon. Thank you.
Hope so. Thank you. Lance Leipold joining us. You know, there's always that kind of awkward moment where, you know, it's my job. I got to ask. And it's his job to say, well, you know, and he's got to answer the way he does. This guy is a hell of a coach, and he's doing an amazing job at Kansas. And it's great to see Kansas having that kind of energy, the Jayhawks, and getting that national run. It's great to talk Jayhawk football on this program. This is what I love about the game. You know, you have a team that was 2-10 last year, and not an ordinary 2-10. To his point, there was a lot of talk about the win against Texas, but it was the way they battled and finished the year, even in a year when they were just winning two games, and it carried over. And then all of a sudden, they start off 4-0. I get energy out of talking to guys on programs or with programs that we haven't talked about for a while because it's something new. It's something different. And Kansas being 4-0. Is something different and something cool. All right, when we come back in ATP, probably some reaction to the bra, because there's always reaction to the bra.
Bra.
And Abigail is doing what Abigail does. Abby, whatever you do. Abby, I like that you woke up feeling dangerous. I like that you wake up feeling dangerous every single day, Abby. Abby, do not get banned from Twitter. Then you can call. But I like your participation on social. Do not get banned from Twitter, Abby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.